Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening. I am your host, Dr. Tan, with I Speak Life, Inspirational Podcast of Tana Ministries. I wanted to come to you tonight to just speak life, just to send some encouragement your way. It's been about a month since I've been on the podcast. And during that time, I have pondered on several topics that the Holy Spirit has poured into my spirit, only to find that the time for those topics is not now. And so I thought I had planned it all out. I'm a very strategic person. I like to work ahead. I try not to procrastinate. And what I understand to be true, as we all find out throughout our faith journey, is that our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not our thoughts. And of course, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So even when we make plans, God's plan will always prevail. And so this podcast is entitled, We Serve a Mighty God, Embrace Him. And I won't be before you long. This is just positive affirmations of speaking life over your situation. Just being transparent, you know, life happens. And so my intentions for the podcast was to try to come before you at least every 2 weeks. And so I experienced a loss on Thanksgiving break or on Thanksgiving Day of a person that was very dear to me, my godfather, who was also my spiritual mentor. And so it allowed me some time to reflect on how precious time is and how we have to be intentional with all that we do, and especially our loved ones and people that we care about. Tomorrow is not promised, and so we have to be intentional about doing what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it. In other words, we can't put off tomorrow what we can do today. And so I always wondered when my mom's mother and my mom would say, if the Lord's will, and of course that is scripturally based. It says, take no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow take care of itself. But we also have to say we can make plans and say if it's the Lord's will, because whatever his will be done. And so this podcast entitled We Serve a Mighty God, Embrace Him, is just that. I had to put a halt in my plans. The loss of my godfather created a void that was unimaginable. And I realized that grief is never easy. Although the process, we learn more about our personal walk. Through that process, we learn more about our personal walk with Christ. It truly eliminates our faith. It illuminates our faith which means to shine light on our faith, and it also shows us how much we trust Him. Grief is never easy. It's a process. And time does not make the process easier. But what it does is helps us as time passes to embrace the new normal. And grief for every individual will be different. Nevertheless, you know, we understand that in all that happens, in all that we go through, in all that we experience, God is still good, and He's still God all by Himself. It allows us to put more emphasis on the things that we can't control, so that we can relinquish our control of what we think we are controlling to Him. And it does eliminate the need to be in control. Each day that God graces us the opportunity to breathe life, we must understand that every day is a blessing. And for that particular blessing, or that day, it serves a purpose in our life. God is very intentional. He makes no mistakes. And even when things don't work out the way we envision it, His plan is still the best plan. And we might not understand it right then, but we'll always understand it by and by. And so my message tonight is just simply, let God be God. There's no one greater, and there's no one able to do what He can do. No matter what situation you find yourself in, only He can. And if He chooses, He will fix it. But He will fix it according to His purpose and His plan for our life. I was speaking to a young man today, and he was telling me that he was kind of down. You could tell that he was down. And this young man is a teenager, and he said, you know, I lost both of my grandparents in the same year, both of my grandmothers in the same year, which is this year. And so he said it's just a whole lot. And especially during the holidays, when we just gave thanks, and each day should be a day of Thanksgiving. And then we're on the brink of Christmas, which is to celebrate the birth of Jesus. This time of year, it seems that suffering a loss is at a greater magnitude, because the holidays are centered around family. And in essence, it does not take away the fact that suffering a loss at any time in any month, it's not a great loss. It is. It's just at this time of year, you see so many people coming together to celebrate, to fellowship, and it seems to impact the family in a different way. But what I do urge every last one of you that if you are suffering a loss, that give it to God. And I pray that He ushers in His comfort, His peace, which surpasses all understanding, that He gives you joy in the midst of it all, and that you can cherish the memories of your loved ones. This time of year, for me, is I have experienced some loss. It's well outside of my godfather prior to this year, but this time of year is always somewhat emotional for me because of the loss. But I hold on to the promises of God, and I cherish the memories, and it helps me to move forward and understand that although they're not here physically, they will always be in my heart. And that is what I share with that young man. So many people are hurting for whatever reason, for whatever their situation, whether it be grief, whether it be the need of deliverance. There's so many people hurting. You can see it every day. You encounter people. There's so much happening in the world today. So many hidden agendas. So much evilness and demonic spirits present. We have to be mindful to make sure that we are choosing to serve God. And we have to allow the enemy no foothold to infiltrate our life. It's so much happening. And we have to keep praying and keep pressing. We have to stay prayed up because it's very important. We serve a mighty God, and we have to embrace Him. And when we embrace Him, what happens is we are embracing the lifestyle to walk upright, to live for Jesus. And when we do that, we expect that the enemy will attack us and come at us, because he wants us to come off the battlefield for the Lord and to turn our back on him and follow his wicked ways. But we won't do that, because we know that we know that we know that God's way is the best way. And especially when you're going through some things, if you are experiencing some life challenges, and then you have those, the enemy is attacking you from every which way, it can seem overwhelming. But I encourage you tonight to stay the course. I encourage you to embrace God, to seek Him where He may be found. I encourage you to stay in faith, because the enemy won't be attacking you. If you wasn't doing something right, the enemy wouldn't be attacking you if your breakthrough wasn't on the other side of the attack. So while we have to be intentional, we have to understand that the enemy is intentional too. His intentions are to distract us, to misguide us, to derail our track, to get us off the straight and narrow path, to shift our focus, to make us think about the things that are happening all around us instead of focusing on the Christ that's on the inside of us. And we have to be very careful because he's very strategic. And so we have to gird up ourselves in the word, because the word is our weapon, and we have to stay praying. We have to pray without ceasing, and we have to stay in worship. I believe it's in John, it says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth, because the only truth, the only one and only true living God is him. And God's truth is the truth. And there's no other truth outside of his truth. And when you accept his truth, then you accept the fact that he is God. He is God all by himself, and he is in full control. Doesn't matter what's happening in the world, he's still in control. And when we believe and know that he's in control, we know that all things work together for the good of them whom are called according to his purpose. We know that. They love the Lord. We know. So as I leave you tonight, I just wanted to encourage you to trust God. Trust him. Don't doubt him. Don't allow your faith to waver. Trust him. And when you can't trace him, still trust him. Trust God. You know, I was, as I leave, I'm just play this one song. It's been in my spirit. It's called We Serve by J.J. Hurston and the Youthful Praise featuring Travis Green. And this song for this season, has been my song of praise. And specifically because the day before my godfather passed, or maybe a couple of days before that, this song, I stumbled across this song, and I was just playing. It was just, I was playing it, and it was just joy to my soul. It just was so uplifting, it, you know. And at the time, I didn't really understand why I felt kind of not myself. I just didn't feel my normal self. So like I could feel a burden. I didn't know what that burden was. I didn't know what the shift was going to be, but I could feel this shifting of some sort that was imminent. And when my godfather, who was an awesome man of God, an awesome pastor, husband, father, grandfather, activist, you know, he was an awesome man of God. When I learned of his passing, and the blessing was I was able to see him before he passed. I was able to see him before he passed, but when I learned of his passing, I understood why God put the song in my spirit. I understood why he introduced the song maybe a week or so prior to his passing. I understood because God is very intentional. So I understood the purpose now, because I was like, oh, this song. And I just had it on repeat. It's on repeat. It's on repeat. It's on repeat. and I was playing it, and it just replaying it and replaying it. And every time I replayed it, something the Holy Spirit would put in my spirit, it would be something new, just to give thanks for all things. For every season, for our mountaintop experiences, and even the valley experiences. For every storm that we have encountered, for every victory that He has allowed us to see. What a mighty God we serve. Nevertheless, I'm grateful. I am so grateful. And I'm going to go ahead and play this song, and this will be my exodus for this podcast tonight, entitled "We Serve a Mighty God, Embrace Him." So, you know, whatever you stand in the need of, God is able. Listen to the lyrics.
Heaven and earth adore you. The earth is filled with your glory. Oh,
You're the mighty God.
Nevertheless, I know that God is a mighty God, and I'm so grateful. So whatever you stand in need of, God is able. He has time and time again shown himself worthy and capable. The waves of life are billowing, but I choose to praise him. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that is standing in the need of healing, deliverance, guidance, peace, and patience, joy, redirection, protection, understanding, unconditional love, provision, and strength in every area and every aspect of your life. No matter what, do not allow what you are going through or what's happening around you to taint what you know to be true and to get on the inside of you. But allow the spirit that dwells in you of the Most High God to take reign and watch God make a way out of no way. Victory shall be yours. And in due season, according to his plans for your life, it shall come to pass. Speak life, keep the faith, and wait, I say, on the Lord, because he's never late. Good night, and please be encouraged. God bless.
Filled with your glory. Really?